Nedarim Perakud Mishneches. Afaras Nedarim Kolayon. Afaras Nedarim can be done all day. Meaning, this Tana holds that which the Torah says, Yom Shomo, it's not a 24-hour period, but it's all the day, including the night. Yesh Bedover, there's something Lohakul Hachmer, that's Mekel or Machmer. Ketzad. Nadra Belele Shabbos. She makes a neder the night of Shabbos. Yofer Belele Shabbos, Uviyoma Shabbos, Acha Techshach. He could be made for the nether that night of Shabbos, and also the whole day of Shabbos until it gets dark. In other words, there is a case where it's pretty much 24 hours. If let's say, and the case is Lav Dafka Shabbos, the Mishnah is just Agav teaching us that you can be made for Nedarim on Shabbos, even if it's not the Tzorach of Shabbos, like the Rav points out, because if he's not made for it this day, he's never going to be able to made for it, because only the day that the husband hears can he be made for it. So Chazal were makel for the husband to be made for Nedarim, even if it's not Letzorach Shabbos. The Rav points out, but a Chacham cannot be mater Nedarim on Shabbos unless it's Letzorach Shabbos, because otherwise you could just wait till after Shabbos. But that's why the Mishnah speaks about Shabbos, Agav. It's really any day of the week. The Neder starts at night, if she makes a Neder at night, because days start at night. So you have until the end of that full day, which would be, if it's Shabbos, it would end when Shabbos is over. Uvayoma Shabbos, Acha Techshach. However, she makes a nether on Shabbos day, we don't wait until Sunday. It's not a 24-hour thing. Rather, we're machmir, and we say it's until it gets dark. Nadra im chashecha. And if she would make a nether right before dark, the day is about to end. Here, we're the most machmir. Mefer ad shelo tachshach. He can be mefer as long as it's not dark. Because once it's dark and the day ends, he can't be mefer her nether anymore. Shim choshcha velo hefer. Because if it gets dark and he wasn't mefer, eni yochel hafer. He can't be mefer it. The Rav points out a few things. Number one is that a husband has to use a lashon of hafara. He can't use a lashon of hatara to be mater neder. That's the lashon of a chacham. And vice versa as well. And if a chacham would use a lashon of being mefer, or if vice versa, the husband uses a lashon of being mater nedarim, it doesn't do anything. Because when a husband is mefer neder, hafara is from now till the future. Mikan ul haba. Like you're ripping it up. But a chacham being mater means you're retroactively taking away the neder from the beginning. So they're two different lashonos, and a husband is not doing that. So therefore, he can't use a lashon of being matir. Now, what about on Shabbos? So what should a husband be doing to be made for her nether on Shabbos? So the Rav points out, he shouldn't say that he's being made for a nether. It's not really, it shouldn't be done on Shabbos. So how do you make for the nether? So you should say to her, if she, let's say, makes a nether not to eat apples. He could say to her, here, eat this apple. And by the fact that she would eat it, you see that he was made for her nether. But what if she just still doesn't eat the apple? Like she wants to be mekayim and he still wants to be made for this nether. So in this case, if he offers to eat this apple and she still doesn't do it, if he's mechashev belibo, if he thinks in his mind, in his heart, to be made for the nether, that works. But that only works, the Rav says, in conjunction with him offering it to her and telling her to be over her nether, so to speak. Because when he does that, then he can do it belibo. But if it's just stam belibo, he can't just think on Shabbos, oh, I'm being made for her nether. He has to actually tell her to go against it. And if she goes against it, great. If she doesn't, he can think in his mind that he's being made for it.